Good morning. We are here at 810 on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, James. Thank you.
Good to have you on. So what's our verse of the day?
It is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. It reads, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Charles. So I know it's been busy here with area fairs and that sort of thing. I myself was able to check out the fair there in Montgomery County here over this past weekend. I know lots of things are wrapping up here, but as far as fairs go, but I know you had sounds like a good time over there in Howard and Waterman Well and Feed and all that
sort
of thing.
So that was the week before last.
That's right. That's
this
right.
This past weekend, I was actually at Longton.
Longton. Okay.
And that was my first time.
It's trying to keep all those fairs straight, you know, and figuring out which one's which. And, you know, it's all new to me, so it's hard. It's still hard for me to keep track of that.
Yeah, I had a good time, met some new people that I hadn't met before, and really enjoyed my time there.
Excellent. Well, that's really good. So lots of fun there, and I know we're gearing up here in Coffeyville for the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, so I can't wait for that coming up on the 13th, so that's going to be a good time.
Very good.
Nothing like a good fair. Well, hey, you know, we haven't talked about the topic of life insurance here a little on the program, and some people, you know, may not remember that, you know, that's something that you at Skank Insurance deal with as well.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of times people think of life insurance maybe to pay for final expenses or for some loose ends that just need to be tied up or paid off when a person passes. But actually, life insurance can have a much higher role in helping to secure your future or your family's future.
Well, sure. No, that's a great reminder. But, you know, you mentioned those final expenses, and I mean, it is a bit of a sad story here, but I mean, I was in Wichita a couple weeks ago for a gentleman who had passed away and really didn't have anything, and no life insurance, no nothing. And it unfortunately, his family really wasn't there for him either. And so it turns out that, well, his employers and kind of friends at the TV station ended up kind of picking up the tab, which is, it's good that they were there to do that, but it is a kind of an unfortunate burden to be putting, you know, on those people around him. So that's just another kind of real tangible reminder of, you know, how important this topic really can be.
Yeah, it really is. And we have a process that we go through in helping people evaluate their life insurance needs when they come in. It might be easy to say, well, maybe I need 100,000 or 500,000 or even 1 million or whatever, but what is that number based on? And we go through a process to help them really come up with the number that they need, because it does. If you just pull the number out of the air, you're probably going to be wrong, right? It's going to take a little bit of research, a little bit of thinking, and we have a process that we go through with our clients.
Sure. And so what is that process? How, can you break it down for me? You know, what's the what do you actually work through when you're trying to figure this out?
So there is a we use the word DIMES, D-I-M-E-S, and the first letter D stands for debt. And this is debt, anything except your mortgage. So this is like car payments, credit cards, things like that. And you want to ask yourself, you know, I pretend a lot of times I'm talking to the husband that's trying to get life insurance on him, but this could be the wife, depending on who is really the breadwinner in the home. And so the question is, how many payments do you want your spouse to have if you were to leave this world? And usually the answer is zero. I don't want them to have any kind of payments that they have to worry about. And so we look at any kind of debt that they carry and say that's, we put that in a column and say, okay, we want to wipe that debt out if something were to happen to you. And the first one's debt. And then we go to I, income. And another question is, once again, pretending I'm talking to the husband, how soon do you want your wife to have to go back to work, to go to work, if something were to happen to you? And I was talking to a husband whose wife had passed, and he told me, he said, I have to go back to work. And he really didn't have much of a choice. He said, I have to go back to work. And that was the reality that he was facing with their situation, with his tragic loss. And so especially if your wife has kids and you want her to be able to focus on the kids, ideally you want her to be able to stay home as long as she can until the kids get older. And so the way to do that is to take your income times the number of years that you want her to be able to be with your children, assuming you have children, and to take that times that number. So if you make $75,000 a year and you want her to be home with the kids for 10 years, that's $750,000. And you're probably going to want to increase that because inflation goes up. Your wages would go up in those 10 years. And so you want to take that into account. You might want to make that even $1 million or maybe even a little bit more than that. And so that's the second letter, I, for income. And then thirdly, mortgage. How much of a house payment do you want your spouse to have, especially your wife to have, if something were to happen to you? Well, ideally, you'd want no house payment. And so you want to look at whatever is owed on the mortgage and take that into account as how much it's going to take to pay off the house and put that number into what you're going to purchase for your life insurance.
Okay, and gotcha. No, that all makes sense as we kind of step through this DIMES acronym and that sort of thing. So what else should we know as people are trying to, you know, figure out this formula, if you will?
So letter E stands for expenses, and this could be final expense for a funeral. This could be, we don't know what the circumstances are going to be a lot of times at our death, whether there could be medical bills, there could be whatever number of things. Possibly you might have to purchase another car. I mean, there's just different things.
Yeah, you never know.
Right. And so it's a good idea to just build a number in here and designate a portion of that life insurance that this is going to be for my burial, tombstone, funeral, everything like that. And to take that into account and to build a number into there of what you're going to designate for those final expenses.
Sure. And I know you're happy to help people, kind of quantify some of that. Now what about the other thing that we have to think about is all the stuff that, people accumulate and have to deal with. I know that can be another burden, especially after people are gone.
So S stands for stuff, but it might not be the stuff you're thinking about.
Okay.
So if I were to tragically leave this world, especially with young children, I would want my son or my daughter to have some kind of something to remember me by.
Sure. There's certain things that you might want to designate.
Well, in this case, it might be I want to pay for my daughter's wedding.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I might want to have a good chunk or a payment for a car for my kids, for a first car, or even a down payment on a house that I want to leave for them. It could be, many people don't realize, but you can, life insurance can be an inheritance. It's an inheritance that you buy, so to speak, that your kids can appreciate and benefit from. And so it's for the things that really don't fit into the debt or income or mortgage or expenses, but it's things that you just want to have in place that you want to pass on and sort of as a memory or as a boost for your kids' future.
Well, sure. I mean, that can really go a long way. And that's a kind of one of these, kind of happy aspects of this, if you will, because, not always the easiest topic as we talk about life insurance, but a really important one. And of course, people they don't have to figure this all out on their own. It's not like you're giving them, okay, here's this form, fill it out and good luck. No,
yeah.
You're here to really walk people through this step by step.
That's right. That's right. Because I've seen times where a death occurs and there is some life insurance. And we're thankful, oh, that's really good. There's some life insurance there. But it does very little really to set the family up for the next several years of life. And it doesn't go far beyond getting the final expenses met and maybe trying to move on to the next chapter of life without that person. And so with a little pre-planning, you can go a lot farther, and you can have some plans in place that make that event, that tragic event of you're not being in the picture anymore, you can make it where it's not so devastating for your family.
Well, sure. And the other thing is, well, what if someone says, oh, well, you know, when I was hired, I signed something, my employer, it said something about life insurance, so I should be fine, right? I mean, well, what about that?
Yeah, those are some of the most heartening words that I hear. It's like, oh, wow. Because that life insurance normally is only good as long as you're working. And I was working with a man who had cancer. And his wife told me, well, he has, you know, several hundred thousand in life insurance. Well, when he got cancer, he had to leave his job. He left his job and he left his life insurance behind. And just a couple months later, he was gone. And that life insurance was of no use. And so when it's tied to your workplace, it's life insurance that you don't control. It's only here because your boss says it is. And if you're not here if you're not with that job anymore, that life insurance isn't there anymore. And so you want life insurance that you own, that you are the owner of. And many times life insurance with an employer is far, far less. It might be two or three times your annual salary. And if you're making $50,000, it might be $150,000. Whatever it is, that's not terrible to have, but if you have a family, two or three kids or more, that really doesn't go very far.
Well, sure. Yeah. And you know, some of these policies that we're talking about that you're able to find for people, they're really not that expensive either.
That's what's incredible. You can get $1 million on a 28-year-old, a 30-year-old that's less than $50 a month. And depending on their health, if they are overweight and smoking, it's going to be higher. But even for not super healthy a person, it can be very reasonable. And so it's hard to believe how affordable life insurance is.
So you're really happy to talk with anyone from all ages, all walks of life, as far as this goes, right?
Yeah, we do. We help people that are in their 70s that need something for final expense. We help younger families that are taking care of the what ifs and trying to plan for the unknown and have plans in place for when life happens. Whatever stage you're in, we can help you, and we can work to get you an affordable option that helps, gives you some peace of mind, gives your family peace of mind, and also is something that you can afford. We have to have a winner on all fronts to go forward.
Sure. And this is something that is actually, you know, pretty generous and thoughtful for those around you. So I know a lot of people, hey, they might, I don't want to do something for myself. Well, you know, this is for those around you. And then this can be a really nice gesture and something that doesn't take a long time to go through. It's pretty easy.
Doesn't take a long time. And once you've got it, it's term life insurance. And term means that it's set for a certain amount of time. Many times it's 20 years. We have 30-year term in life insurance. But the price is set for that whole time. So it cannot go up.
Wow.
for that whole term. And so you know exactly what you're getting, how much it's going to cost, what your beneficiaries are going to receive, and can be just an amazing thing.
Well, what's that number, Charles, if people want to get on your calendar and to learn more about this?
620-331-8800.
Okay. Well, how about we take a quick break? We'll be back with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Back here on the Mighty 690 at 826. And Charles, we've been talking, of course, here about life insurance. And what are some of the other uses for life insurance out there?
You know, a big other use of life insurance that we see is for a a lot of times a farmer will have an estate, have land, the farm, and maybe one child is staying on the farm and is working, and the other child maybe went off to the city and has gone to college and gone to a different way, but the family wants to treat their kids equally. And you know, life isn't fair. It's hard to be 100% fair. It's hard to draw that line. But one thing that can be done, what has been done a lot, is that there will be life insurance on the parents, on mom and dad. So if something happens to mom and dad, the one child can get the farm that's staying on the farm, and the other child can get life insurance, can get proceeds from a life insurance policy to help even the estate up. And they even have what they call last to die policies or second to die, where the life insurance is not on dad only, but it's on mom and dad. And so when both mom and dad are gone, a life insurance policy pays out. What that does is it makes the life insurance much more affordable because it's on two lives rather than one. And so you can purchase more life insurance, and it just helps bring harmony in the family, where one child maybe gets the farm, the other child gets money, and it makes Thanksgiving meals more harmonious. It makes the family future just more set and more secure and more happy for everybody.
Well, sure, and that's the last thing you want is this discord and that sort of thing. So, you know, especially we talk a lot, and I know we got lots of, you know, agricultural listeners, and, you know, farm planning, that's a big thing. You know, you think about, you know, estate planning and everything, but especially once you throw in, you know, a farm, and there's a lot of complexities there. So, yeah, just having another piece of the pie there that's just taken care of, that can be some real peace of mind.
Yeah, a very affordable option to make it where the farm doesn't have to be split up, and things can continue on sort of like you want them to.
Yeah, that is great. Well, Charles, if people have questions on any of this, where can we find you?
Our main phone number is 620-331-8800. Our main location is at Independence, Kansas at 2801 West Main, right there at in Independence, right down from Waters Value Heart, True Value Hardware. We also have locations in Howard and Sedan.
Excellent. Well, Charles, appreciate you, of course, coming in. Hope you have a great weekend ahead, and let's get some rain coming down. I think that's the plan.
That's a great plan.
We'd be all in for it. Say, look forward to chatting again here real soon, Charles.
Thank you.
All right, that is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment, and we have Fox News starting right now here on the Mighty 690, and we'll be getting into open line here in moments.